time, so we discussed the tasves. Umayshne bezuk neged zuayer. Umayshne, so bezuk neged zuayer. Die Juta acha shone bishone. Die Iki is a chiyuv chatos. Die Menschen mit der Joche, mit der Joche, der Joche ist der Rabbi. So in other words, Tesis was bothered by Kashi. Why does the Gemara say, Umayshne? So there is a big difference. If he drops the chayfetz in the other chotzer, and there is a Rishus Arabim intervening, so then it's a Nisa Raisi. It's a Nisa Raisi. So why does the Gemara ask Umayshne? And then the Gemara says, Hosom lo yisav de machshavte, yoch yisav de machshavte. So Rashi explains it. So Mele, since it's niskaimo machshavte, so gozer dil mezimna achrite shodol rishus arabim. No, it should be osa because it's mavio mishus ayochid rishus ayochid rishus arabim. So Teitz says it's kash. So Teitz gives two terutzi. One terutz is that because when the Gemara, when Rav Nachman says that lechotzer acheretz is osa, he doesn't only mean lechotzer acheretz is osa if it is b'diut achas, even if it is b'diutes, and b'diutes, so there is no meloche deraise of meishit mishdayochid mishdayochid arashus rabbi. And the second teretz is because it has reference to a case where there is a karmelis intervening. In other words, the mechaber paskens that if there is a karmelis intervening, so then he is allowed even to drop it in the chotzer acheres. So in other words, so the psak of the mechaber and simen shimem ches is not in accordance with Teisves second teretz. So we have to say that the mechaber paskens like Teisves first teretz, not like Teisves second teretz. Now, so at that time we raised last time the question against Teisves. Why does Teisves say that? How could the Gemara ask umayshne? But if it is with yuta achas, so there is a nisachi of chatos, but how could there be a nisachi of chatos? Teisves itself says Dav Gimel Amud Alef in the Dibur HaMaschol Ba'aseiso, that when is there a chiyuv of meishik mishayochid mishayochid erach ishus arabim, only when it's handled by two people, not if it's handled by one. In other words, if I am meishit, here is one rishus ayochid, I stand here, and there is a rishus arabim intervening, and then I put down on the floor of the other rishus ayochid, across the rishus arabim, that intervenes with yuta achas, so then I'm not chayiv. Because kacho yisa avides alvim, so the ishote of the kroshim was that way, and there it was handled by two. It was handled by two. So teis v'shite is that when is there a nisa deraisi of meishim shayochid shayochid derech shesarabim b'diut achas, only when it's handled by two. Now here it's not handled by two, it's done by one. So why does teis v'say so the answer is, that's why Teisves emphasizes, and it's bidiuk. Teisves doesn't say shone vishone diike chiyuv chatos. He says diike isa chiyuv chatos. In other words, there is no real isa deraise. There is no chatos. But this derabonon is mochomo. So memele, we don't have to resort to a special gzeire, dilmezim nachrite shodel rishus arabim. In as much as in the case where it's handled by two, so then there would be melochad raisi, would be mechuye vechatos. So even when it's done by one, so then the rabbonon, mid rabbonon, it's considered like a real itzoye. So why does the Gemara ask umayshne shone vishone? And why do we have to resort to a special gzeire, dilmezim nachrite shodel rishus arabim? It's also the rabbonon. It's itzoyim in the rabbonon, pure and simple. So why should he be allowed to drop it? So Teisves is midayik in the Russian. As a matter of fact, the Rishash mentions it too. I mean, the Teisves is midayik in the Russian. The ike isochi of chatos, not the ike chi of chatos, but the ike isochi of chatos. And even though there is no isa deraise, but it's really tzoye mid rabbanon. Really tzoye mid rabbanon. So memele, the Gemara couldn't ask maishne, and the Gemara doesn't have to resort to isav de machshavte. It's simply it's also because there is a really tzoye. There is a really tzoye. All right. So this is the pshat in Teis, and then Teis says, Iname, iname. So the first teretz is that it is the Gemara's kasha is in respect to state duties. Bizu can I get zu? So then we understand the Gemara's kasha. But why? But even with state duties, it's still difficult for the same reason as with Yutachas. So it's the Teisa says the Gemara couldn't ask Kumaishne. Even though, even in that case, it's only Osam Rabbanon. Because with the Rabbanon, it's a real Itzoye. So even Bishteid Yutes. So Bishteid Yutes is not Chayev, but with the Rabbanon, Bishteid Yutes is Osir. The answer is, here we have two Rabbanon. So Mimele, the Gemara's Kashi is, it's like Exer. Because if, let's say, I stand here, and I stretch out my hand, Mleyo Peres, and the Gemara says, and then there is another chotzer over there beyond the Rishus HaRabim, b'shteid yutes. So the Gemara, Rav Nachman says, he's not allowed to drop it in the other chotzer. The Gemara is the kasha umayishne. So we can understand the kasha of the Gemara. It shouldn't be osir, except for on the basis of his special zere. Dilma zim nachrite shodol Rishus HaRabim. But otherwise, it shouldn't be osir. Why? Because first of all, Midrash said there is no itzoy. Because it's bishtei duties. Midrabanon, there is itzoye. But when will it be osa midrabanon? If it will be handled by two. So then it will be a real itzoye midrabanon. Masha'in came here when he puts it down on the floor in the other chotzea, on the ground in the other chotzea. So mimele, it should be like exer al exere, so it shouldn't be osa. It shouldn't be osa. So that's the Gemara's kashe. Umayishne, so the Gemara gives a teretz. Hosom lo isav de machshavte, hoche isav de machshavte. So memeila is special gzeire of dilma zim naachite shodol Rishus HaRabim. Dilma zim naachite shodol Rishus HaRabim. And when Teisves in the second teret says, in ame bidyute achas, uchagin shei mafzik shom Rishus HaRabim, so then Teisves, so there is another chiddush mentioned, that it's osir to drop it in the other chotzer, even if instead of a Rishus HaRabim intervening between the two chatzeres, a Karmelis intervenes. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens to the contrary. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simen Shimem Ches, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, Kishayitzir Rishus HaRabim, Avol Yitzir LeKarmelis, Bechol Gavne Mutal Arziro, even Lechotzer Acherz, even Lechotzer Acherz. Now, the Mogen Avrom is Midayik, says something while it's a Chiddush, but it certainly appears from the Roshna Ramba that he is right. Now, he says, the Mogen Avrom says, that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramba in regard to this Gemara of Hoyse Yodim Leo Peres, Vitzio Lachutz Mao. Mao Larzio is a chotzer, Omle Muta, Lachotzer Acheres Mao, Omle Yoser. So Rashi explains it that it has reference to the case where his kavone was to be made see to the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, he's standing here in the Rishus HaYochit, in the chotzer. He stretches out his hand, and his kavone was to be made see to the Rishus HaRabim. Then he reminded himself, he Shabbos, he cannot. But there is another chotzer, a cross. So we say that lechotzer acheres itzosa. Lechotzer acheres itzosa. Even though his kavone was not to carry it over to the other chotzer, his kavone originally, when he stretched out his hand, was to drop it on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim. Still, so we say that lechotzer acheres itzosa. Why? So the Gemara has the kasha maishne. So the Gemara gives the teretz hosom lo isav de machshavte, hoche isav de machshavte. So Rashi explains it. So niskaima machshavte vigozer adil mazim naachite shodale le Rishus HaRabim. But the question is, how is it niskaima machshavte? It's not isav de machshavte. After all, according to Rashi, so his kavone his kavone was to drop it in the Rishus Arabi. So Memele, when we tell him, of course, we tell him you can drop it in the Rishus Arabim, that goes without saying, but we tell him you can drop it in the Chotzer, across, so it's lo yisav de machshavte. So why does Rashi say the niskamo machshavte because as dilma zim nachite shadu Rishus Arabim? The answer is it's not completely niskamo machshavte, but partly it's niskamo machshavte. Mashenkin, if we tell him you cannot drop it in the Chotzer across, you have to pull it. You have to pull it back to your own chotzer, then it's l'niskamo machshavte klal. In other words, it's a question of the degree of frustration. In other words, his kavone was to drop it in the Rishus Arabi. Of course, he cannot drop it in the Rishus Arabi. So if we tell him, the only thing that you can do is you have to pull back your hand. So then he'll be completely frustrated. In other words, what did he accomplish? He worked hard. And then he's in the same position as he was before he started working. Mashein came if we tell him, you cannot drop it in the Rishus Arabi, but you can drop it in the Chotzer Ekros. So then he'll be only a little frustrated because after all he did accomplish something. He moved it out from his Chotzer. So it's only. He will not be completely frustrated. So Mimele, there is Exeir. In other words, if we tell him, pull it back, then he'll become so frustrated that he'll forget next time to do such a thing. Mashenkin, if we tell him, in other words, he'll make a compromise. You see, you can drop it in the Rishus Arabim, but you can drop it in the Chotzer across the Rishus Arabim. So he will not be completely frustrated. He did accomplish something. It wasn't a complete flop. So Mimele, he might be induced next time to drop it in the Rishus Arabim. This is Rashi Shit. But the Mogavrom says that the Rambam is chayrik. The Rambam, so according to Rashi, so the reason as to why it's osir to drop it in the other Rishus Arabi, in the other Rishus Ayochid, is because of a special gzeire. Dilma zim nachrite shodalei Rishus Arabi, because of a special gzeire. Mashein came in the case where he was mischavin lechatchile. Let's say, suppose here is one chotzer. And he stands in this chotzer, there is a Rishus Arabim, and here there's another chotzer. And he's at the very outset, he was mischavin to drop it in the other chotzer across, not in the Rishus Arabim. So then, according to Rashi, we don't have to resort to a special gzeire dil mezim nachrite shodel in the Rishus Arabim. Then it'll be osir because of a nisa de rabbonon of meishit mishus ayochid der Rishus Arabim. So true, it's the duties. True, it's the duties and it's handled by one person, but in the Rabbanon it's also all these flowing only midraise. In other words, that's the duties, so there is no chiyuv of meishit, and tes, according to Teisves, so even bidyutachas, if it's not handled by two but by one, it's done by one, so then there is no chiyuv chatos, but with the Rabbanon it certainly constitutes an isar itzore. If he's meishit mishus ayochid derech Rishus Arabim, whether it's b'dyutachas b'shtei dyutes, and whether it's handled, and even though it's done by one, not handled by two, so memela, then we don't have to base it upon the special gzeir of dilma zim nachrite. When do we have to base it upon the special gzeire of Dilma Zim Nachrite Shodel Rishus Arabim, where his kavone was to drop it in the Rishus Arabim. So maybe it's not Itzoye. Why it's not Itzoye? But if he drops it in the other Chotzer, it's still Osam in the Rabbanon. The answer is, it will not be Melechas Machsheves. Because his kavone was to drop it in the Rishus Arabim, and he doesn't drop it in the Rishus Arabim, so it will not be Melechas Machsheves altogether. So why should it be osir to drop it in the other chotzer? So only on the basis of his special gzeira, dilma zim nachrite. But if his kavone at the very outset was, if Iskavone at the very outset was to drop it in the other chotzer across, so then it's also because of Yanisar Meishit Mishisayochim Mishisayochim. Derech Rishus Arabim, so it's also the Yisam Rabbonon. Even B'shtei Yudis. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. פרק ג' מחשבס הלוך החוף שוכח הוא פושט יודה וימליו פרס וימליו פרס ויציאו מחוץ הזו להכניסו לחוץ השבצידו וניסקה קדם שיחניס והרי יודו יפלויו באוויר רשוס הרבים מותר להחזירו אילו וחצר איפית ושייק אבל להכניסו לאיס החוץ הרשניו עושה. So the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam emphasizes שוכח הוא פושט יודה וימליו פרס ויציאו מחוץ הזו להכניסו לחוץ השבצידו. Not as Rashi explains it, applies the Gemara to a case where his kavone was to be made מחוץ להכניסו לשוס הרבים. And then he reminded himself. No, the Rambam applies the Gemara of Rav Nachman to the case where at the very outset his kavone was to be מכניס to לחוץ השבצידו. וניסקה קדם שיחניס. והרי יודי תלויו באוויר לשוס הרבים. Davar v'shisa rabbi. Muter l'arziro eilov l'chatzir. Avo l'achniso l'eisei hachotzer hashnio osa. Osa. Kidei shel yase machshavtei shechoshav b'shazgog. V'meizi, yodi b'meizi, so he's not allowed even to pull back. So in other words, so the Magen Avraham says that according to the Rambam, when does Rav Nachman say that lechotzer acheres is oser, if that was kavone at the very outset, Mashein came in the case where his kavone was to be machnis at lechotzer acheres, then he reminded himself. So, and he asks, can I lechol apoches now? Drop it in the chotzer across? In the chotzer? In the other chotzer? The chotzer bitzido? So then we tell him it's muta. Why is it muta in such a case? Why is it muta? So when does the Rambam say avlach nisole ise achotz rashni osea? So he says kidei shel yase machshavti shechosa b'shazgogo. So according to the Rambam, it's not when the Gemara says isavde machshavti, it's not a new gzeire. In other words, since his kavoni was at the very outset to do that, so it's a melachas machsheves. Of course, it's not a melachas raise. It's not a melachas raise. Why isn't it a melachas raise? So if the Rambam has reference to the case where it's b'shtei yutes, then it's not a melachas raise because b'shtei yutes, there is no chiyuv of meishit. But the Lashon HaRambam is Shochach hu poshat yodei v'imleyo peiris v'yitzio mechotz hazu l'achniso l'chos ha-shebitzido. Now the Rambam was a big daiken, I mean, terrific daiken. So he says, if the Rambam had reference to the case of shtei yutes, so what expression should he use? ויציאו מחוץ הזו להכניסו לחוץ השכנגדו. That שתי דיוטה שכנגדו. ביצידו means on the same side. ביצידו. It means on the same side. ביצידו. So in other words, so that means even even if it is by the Rambam has reference even to the case where it's Yuta Achas. Now with Yuta Achas, so then there should be an Issa D'Raise, but according to Teisa Shita, there is no Issa D'Raise anyway. Why? Because when is there an Issa D'Raise in the Yuta Achas, Mishmi Shayochad Shayochad Ashes Rabim, when it's done by two? True, the Rambam doesn't mention that. But that doesn't mean that the Rambam is Chilek on Teisa. After all, Teisa mentions a Yerushalm. Teisa mentions a Yerushalm. So Memele, according to the Rambam, why is it Osea? Simply on the basis of the Issa, of the general Issa D'Rabbanon, of Meishit. There is no Issa D'Raise, But and it's the rabbanon there is, and it is in melechas machsheves. Mashein came in the case where his kavone was to drop it in the rishus rabbim. If we tell him no, in rishus rabbim not, but you do it in the chotzah shebitzido. So the Mogavrom says, according to the Rambam, then it will be muta. Because according to the Rambam, there is no special gzeire dil mezin nachit eshadu rishus rabbim. And as far as the yisa the rabbanon of meishit mishus hayochid lishus hayochid derech rishus rabbim. So when it's done by one person, not by two, there should be an Isra Rabbanon. So we tell him no, we say no, there is no Isra Rabbanon because it's not in Melechas Machsheves. It's not in Melechas Machsheves. So, but any Melochet that is not in Melechas Machsheves is still also in Rabbanon. Dorashin Mischav, so Teisve says that even according to Rabbi Yude, who says in Kolat Erekule Dorashin Mischav Mischayev, but by Shabbos he is potter if he walks on grass and he plucks out grass. Why? Because it's not in Lechaz Machsheves, so it's only Yosam the Rabbonon. But Midraise is potter, why? Because it's not in Lechaz Machsheves. Still Midrabbonon, it's Osa. So we see from that that whenever a certain Meloch, the Raise, is not in Lachas Machsheves, so Midrabonon is Osea. So here too, it should be Osea Midrabonon, even if his Kavone was at the very outset to drop it in the Rishus Arabim. So he should not be allowed even to drop it in the Chotzer Shebitzido or Chotzer Shekenegdo, even though there is no Isa de Raise. There is no Isa de Raise on account of the fact that it's done by one person, it's not handled by two. But in Israel Rabbanon there should be. So the answer is just as Teisve says in one Loshen Iksudes. I mentioned it. Teisve says that according to Rabbi Yude, the Dovashen Mischav is in Kolatere Kulachayev. And when he knows there is Chayev from fast pace and he tears out hair, so he's Chayev Malkis. If there will be Asroyes, there will be Chayev Malkis. And but by Shabbos, if he walks on grass and he plucks out grass, so he's spotted because it's not like his machsheves. But with Rabbonon, it's also Mashein kin in Ishvus, so Dovashin Mischavein, according to Rabbi Yudeh, would be Mutal Chatchile. So the same thing is true here. In as much as there is no Isa de Raise. Why isn't there an Isa de Raise even if it's done with Yutachas? Because it's done by one, it's not handled by two. But with Rabbonon, it's also. So in the case where his kavone, the very outset, was to drop it in the Rishus Rabbim. So then, if instead of dropping it in the Rishus Rabbim, he'll drop it on the ground of the Chosa Shebitzido, so it will not be a Melechas Machsheves. It's not be Melechas Machsheves, just like Nischavim Lizrei Ches Vizorak Dalet. So then everybody agrees that he's Potter, it's not Melechas Machsheves. Is not Melechas Machsheves. And since, even if it had been Melechas Machsheves, it would only be an Isan Rabbonon. So in a case where it's not Melechas Machsheves, so it's Muter even with Rabbonon. So that's why, from the Rambam, it's Mashma. I mean, the Mogen Avrom doesn't say all this. But he does say, he says, HaRambam Kosav Didavki Kesho Yisikav Nosei Mitchilo Leitzio Lechotzer Ahu. עושה להכניס או לישום כדי שנזכרנו מחשבתי שחוסר ושזגוגו אבל ברשי משמע אפילו נזכרנו להציע לרשוס הרבים עושה לאישית או לחוצר החרס דחיישינון דילנזים נאחרין לשום לרשוס הרבים anyway, so in other words, so it follows in view of the fact that the Rambam uses the lotion להכניס או לחוצר שבצידו not לחוצר שכנגדו but לחוצר שבצידו, so in other words that implies that he has reference even to a case where is with Yutachas. So he implies, as the Mogen Avrom points out, that only if his kavone was at the very outset to drop it in the Chosa Shebitzido. But if his kavone at the very outset was to drop it on the ground of the Shesarabim, then it's muta to drop it on the ground of the Chosa Shebitzido. So then we have to say that the Rambam agrees with what Teisve says, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, that when is there a chiyuv the raise a chiyuv chatos meishit meshes ayoch meshes ayochi derech meshes rabim vidyut ha'achas only when it's handled by two, not when it's done by one. That's Yerushalmi. However, Rashi in the Erev Daf Lamed Gimel and Rashi in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph there the Dibur HaMaskel כשרבי מחטפית על נטייס הנאיב שחוץ לדלת המסו הנמוכו מיוד דהווה רשוס הרבי כדאולה. There it has reference to a case where he left the Erev, the Chale, let's say he left it on a tree. All right. So he says, "V'chemayisalei lemaylo ma'asor derech aviro shel nitiyo eva ba'aver rishus harabim v'kaimelon b'meishit rishus hayochid rishus hayochid dever aver rishus harabim afilo lemaylo meyut chay." And here we're not dealing with a case where there are two people, just one person, and still he says it's chayev. So we see that Rashi is chelik on Tesis. On Tesis shitet avgimul. Now what Tesis shitet avgimul is that when is meishit mishusayochid derech rishus harabim b'diutachas chayev only when it's handled by two, but when it's handled by one, so he's poter because it's a special chiyuv. What's a special chiyuv? Because Shekacho is Avinu Salvi. So, it's not on the basis of Svara. On the basis of Svara, we couldn't distinguish between Yuta Achas and Shtei Yutes. So, it's a special aloche. It's a special aloche. So, Memele, that special aloche applies only to a special situation. The way it existed in the Mishkan. The way it prevailed in the Mishkan. And then the Mishkan, so there are two Levim, Ruven and Shimon. Ruven was Meshiti Keresh from one Agole to the other Agole. And then Shimon was Mikavit. But Rashi is Chelik. Rashi is Chelik. Now, but. Alright, Rashi is not Mishubet to Shitas HaTeisves. But Teisves mentions in Yerushalme, Teisves mentions in Yerushalme, that Yerushalme says, Uvershalme perik hazelik, ahod itnan, שתיק זו סטרויז בשביל הרבים או ישתים ביותר אחס המשת חייב אומר רב חומר בשם רב משה ובובד על ידי בייס ופורר בכל עשר אמרת בי שעשו פטורים וכאן אמרת חיובים ומשנה שככה יישא אבי לסלבי so venir al ride be mei shiten ze ikh ave ze men yakh la mei shit os akir va noch vel kashl be yo shau me ala ma shin me khayv mei shit elo kish khavir me kabu me yode avo im mei shit me nikh yarish sa yo khit acher is pota u ve khol mo kal de khavir al de khavir me pota tvei kim be shosu vi khan im mishayv al de khavir so we said when he learned that it's this that obviously according to taste this so when we say that mei shit me shosu yochid me shosu yochid derech shosu rabbi is khayev Ischayev shachkin hoy tzavid esalvim. So it's only chayev if there are two. So what does it mean? Only if the mikabel is a passive, the recipient of the chayvetz is passive, not if he's active. Not if he's active, because the Gemara says dafei om dalev, dalev zora. The Gemara says, Omar Abobin, Omar Abeloy, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Bimkemi Vikibu Chayev, Okam Bimkemi Vikibu Potter. So if two individuals, Ruven and Shimon, play ball on Shabbos, and then Ruven throws the ball, and Shimon is just a passive Mikabel of the ball, so then Ruven is Chayev. But if Shimon grabs the ball from the Avir, so then both up to him, because then it's time shows who. But if Shimon is a passive recipient, then Shimon fulfills the role of Maisit Stabe Balme, is like a shell. So, but if he active, if he grabs it from the Avir, so then they both do the Meloche, so both up to it. So according to Tesis, when is Meshit, Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Arabim Chayev, only when the Mikabel is a passive recipient. But we have to say that in order to explain Rashi Shite, so it shouldn't be said, said the Yerushalmi. Now we see the Rashi Shite is that even if one person does it, the Ishote, so he's Chayev. So what's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi? So we have to say that according to the Rashi, the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is something else. So the Yerushalmi is the Kasha like this. Rashi Shite is that Meshit Mishayochi Derech Rishus Arabim is Chayev even if one person does it. But there is a special halach. That's Gzeras HaKosuf Shekein who is Avinu Salvim, that even if it's handled by two, so he's also Chayev. Even if it's handled by two, so he's also Chayev. So what does it mean, he's also Chayev? Who is Chayev? The Nesein or the Mikabel? So in other words, Both are chayim. So that's a special zrasa kosuf. So that even if it's okamim keili, v'kibeil is so they are both chayim. So in other words, the general rule in regard to it so is omadim keili v'kibeil is chayim, okamim keili v'kibeil is poter. But here there's the Yerushalmi's kashi. in other words, because it goes without saying that Meishit Mishayochid Mishayochid Derech Shisarabim, when it's handled by two, so it's Chayev. So the Roshalme Esikashi, and it's Chayev, and according to Rashi, so it's Chayev even if the Mikabel is active, not only if the Mikabel is passive. If the Mikabel is passive, so then the Neisei is Chayev and the Mikabel is potter because he doesn't do anything. He's a Maisei Tzabe Baalme. But even if the Mikabel is active, let's say Reuven and Shimon, Reuven gives a tape and Shimon takes a hold of it. So, and he accepts it. So, in the other Chotzer. So Mimele, so both are Chayev. So the Yerushalmi Miskashi is Omar. Bechol asar amret beishosu pturin. If both are active, so it's pturin. And here, even though the Neitz and the Mikabel are both active, so by meishit mishdayoch mishdayoch edosh as rabbi mischayev kan chayav umshane shekachu isav isalvim. So in other words, so that's a special gzeras hakosav. So memeila the Yerushalmi is not tzisa shitas Rashi. But anyway, this is what I want to point out, that that Meishit Mishayoch Mishayoch Ederech Shesarabim is only Chayev when it's handled by two, so not all the Rishonim agree with that. Rashi Daf Lamed Gimel in Erev is Chayev. Alright. Now, in regard to this Abai of Hei Soyodim Lo Yeperes, this question, Hei Soyodim Lo Yeperes V'Yitzio L'Chutz, so whether he's allowed to be Marzi or not. So there are several Shittas Rishonim. Actually, there are four main Shittas. One Shitta is the Shitta of Rashi and the Rambam, that Heitzi Yodim Lo Yeperes. So then, so to pull it back to the same Chotzer, to the Eise Chotzer, It's osir. Bemezit to pull it back. Beis chotzer. Only b'sheyik it's muta, according to the Rambam and Rashi. Only b'sheyik it's muta to pull back the leis chotzer. But bemezit it's osir to pull back leis chotzer. Not only is it osir if he stretched out his arm mi bedyei, but even if he stretched out his arm, mishach hasheicho, it's still osir bemezit. It's still osir to pull back his arm. Why? Because of Iknas. And how, even though we pass him that itirulei leodeiso kidim sheyovil disaskile, but here is different because over there it's a certainty. The consummation of the meloche is a certainty. Mashenkin here, it's not a certainty, it's only a possibility. So we tell him, you can't pull back your hand, but of course you certainly cannot drop it on the ground, and you have to keep your hand suspended that way for the duration of the Shabbos. And that's the Shite of Rashi and the Rambam. Now the Shite of the Rosh and the Shite of Teisves, according to what the Ran mentions, is that the Psak Aloche is, as we explained it last year. So that if it is Bishegeik, so he's allowed to pull it back Leisachotza. And Bimezit, so if it's stretched it out, maybe the aim, so he's not allowed. But if it's stretched it out, Mishachasheicho Bimezit, so because Kedishaliyove, Lidechiyuv Skile, in order to prevent the consummation of a Meloche, so the Chachomim won't matter. Alright. So, even though the Gemara in Teisves is Geiris, the Rashbo in Teisves, is geiris leilom loytifsheit, but then there are adolishenes, and the adolishenes do not say leilom loytifsheit. So the pshat in the adolishenes is, as we said last time, that we can be patient. We can be patient that itiru leilodeis. All right. So in other words, so the shite of the rosh, and Teisves, as the Ran mentions, is that Bimezit Mishachasheicho, so he's allowed to pull it back in order that he shouldn't become involved in the Meloche Derais. Then there are two Moshes. The Meiri Shite is that so the Mirishita is that if it is that if it is Mishachashicho he's not allowed to pull it back. If he pulled out his arm, Mishachashicho b'mezit, he's not allowed to pull it back. In other words, and it's not analogous to Ridiyas Apas, because by Ridiyas Apas the consummation of the Moch is a certainty. Here it's not a certainty. Mashein came if he stretched out his arm b'mezit. Mi b'dayim, then he is allowed. So what would you say? That the Miri paskens like the Loshin, the first Loshin the Gemara, when the Gemara says Tifshei the Loyitiru, so the Gemara says that's the first Loshin Holy Kashi the Tifshei. No, because the Pshat in the Tifshei, in the first Loshin the Tifshei is Tifshei that Loyitiru Leodeiso. But the Gemara says in the Baskone Yitiru Leodeiso, Kiddush Yehudis Askele. So how can the Gemiri Paskin not like the Maskone of the Gemara? So it's not on the basis that he passes like the first motion, Holy Kashi Vitivshei. Holy Kashi Vitivshei. So how is it that the Miri passes that Mam is the same way that if he stretched it out, so he's allowed to pull it back. But if he stretched it out, Mishachasheicho, so he's not allowed. So obviously the Miri is chilik on Teisves, you see, because when the Gemara says Yiboyisei Molei Lom Loitish Tipshet Veloi Kashi Kam Bishegi Kam Bimezit Kam Bishegi Kam Bimezit. So Teisves says Umayrem Bidei, but the Miri will explain this Yiboyisei Molei Lom Loitish Veloi Kashi Kam Bishegi Kam Bimezit and Bimezit, you're not allowed to pull it back. That is only Mishachasheich. Mashein Kein, Mi Beit Yeim. So then, even B'mezit, you're allowed to pull it back. This is how the Miri explains the Gemara. So that's the third Shite of the Miri. Now then, the fourth Shite is the Shite of the Ritva. I mean, the real Ritva, not the so-called Ritva. So the Ritva says, apparently he explained Rav Nachman, that when Rav Nachman said, Hoyso yodim liopiris, the itzio lechutz, maula zero lezachotza, omole muta, lechotza acheres, mau omoleosa. So all the Rishayim say that Rav Nachman had reference to Sheik, but we may see it, so even lezachotza litzosa. This is how all the Rishayim explain. But the Ritva in his Chidushim, he is chelik on all the Rishayim, and he says that Rav Nachman has reference to Mezid. So Mimele. So Mimele, Rav Nachman says that Leisechotzer he is muter even b'meizid. Bei mi shechasheicho. So the Ritva is the biggest maker. He's the biggest maker. In other words, he is matir. Bei mi shechasheicho. To pull back his arm. Leisechotzer. Alright. Yes. That's right. The Miri mentions two days. In other words, or this din that it is. There is something else strange in the Miri. In other words, because it's within his power, it'll be hard for him, uncomfortable, but he can do it. I feel my last soul. Wie habe mir forschen, koswu, darf ge le mata maso. Hole mailo, muta. Va filo, hei zio be meizit. Na, so that's, when the Gemore says, kan beshege, kan be meizit, so does the Gemore have reference, does the Gemore have reference, darf ge le mailo mea, that this so, I mean, dafke li mato maso, so be mazit it's awesome to be marzia. But the mailo maso, it's muter. Oh, the Gemara is referencing to mailo maso, so there are 2 days. So he says, how many forshim koslu dafke li mato maso, holy mailo muter, but feel it's here be mazit. All right, to mikomo kin kolche it's here mi bidiei, is muter lar zero etzlei. A mazit shemi bedeim chomur mishgog haShabbos. All right, then there is a certain expression. All right, so it's a machlekes lishenim. The other lishenis of the Gemara, do they have reference dafke lemato masoro, or it has reference even lemailo masoro? Yes.
Does this answer maybe focus is whether this knas needs a how or not?
All right, one second. Now then, the Miri has a very strange lashon here. So he says, Lomadito, Sheyodi Shalodom Nideino Kikamos. According to Teitzves and Rashi, so the Maskone of all the Gemoras except the very first Oikimte of the Gemora. So when the Gemora says, Kan Limato Masoro, Kan Limailo Masoro. So in other words, so according to that Oikimte, we appreciate that in the Abaye of Abaye that Yodi Shalodom is Kikamos. Masha'ink in the other Wikimtes. So are based upon the premise, according to Teitzves and according to Rashi, they are based upon the premise that Yodi Shalodom is not Kikamos. Because if Yodi Shalodom is Kikamos, it doesn't make any difference, as Teitzves points out, whether it is the matomasor or the mailomasor, or it's bedeim or it's bishachasheicho or it's bemezit or bishegeik, all these distinctions are, according to Rashi and Teitzves, are based upon the assumption that Yodei Shalodom is not chshuva kikamores. So, but mitzat knas, we should ask him to pull back. So then we say there is a difference, Shegeik, Mezit, Bedeim, Shachasheicho. But if it's Kikamres, so then it's also in all situations. However, so in other words, so according to most Rishenim, except for the very first Ikimte of the Gemore, the other Ikimtes of the Gemore are based upon the assumption that Yodei Shalodom ain't chshuva kikamres. But the Miri, after mentioning all the other Wikimtes that distinguish between Sheigeik, Mezid, Begeim, Chasheicho, so he says, Holomadito, from all these Wikimtes you see that Yodei Shalodom Nidonei Kikamres. So the question arises, Monefshech, if that is the basic premise of all the Wikimtes, so why do these Wikimtes distinguish between Chasheicho and Begeim, Sheigeik, Mezid? It's Kikamres! So as I said last time, now, if it's calmless, so that it then it means that the hand itself is the hand of the person who stands in the chotzer in the Rishus HaYochid and it's stretched out in the Rishus HaRabim. So that hand in itself has the status of a calmless. So Memele, the peiris in that hand, amunach. So when he pulls it back, so he's aka from one Rishus, the calmless. And then he brings it back to the Rishus HaYochid, so he's meitzi. In effect, he's meitzi. Mikamles the Rishus HaYochid, so it certainly should be osa. Even if it's b'shegeik and even if it's b'deim. What is b'deim? The initiation took place b'deim. The initial act of pulling it out, stretching it out, so it took place b'deim. But when he pulls it back, then it's already chasheicho. So it should be osa. So how can the Miri say holomadito? Holomadito. That she yodei shalodom nidonei kikamres, on the contrary, holomadito she'ein yodei shalodom nidonei kikamres. So we have to say that the Miri, now we saw that there is a machlekes rishenim between Rashi and the Rach. Now, when a person stands, let's say, in the Rishus HaYochid and stretches out his hand in the Rishus HaRabim, So it's not considered, so the hand is not considered munach in the Rishus HaYochid or in the Rishus HaRabi. So it's not considered if I stand in the Rishus HaYochid, I stretch out my hand with the Chayvetz in the Rishus HaRabim, so that Chayvetz is not considered munach in either Rishus. So of course, it's not considered munach in the Rishus HaYochid because it occupies pipe space in the Rishus HaRabim. So it's not considered munach in the Rishus HaYochid. Why is not considered munach in the Rishus HaRabim? After all, it does occupy space in the Rishus HaRabim. So either because, according to Rashi, when the hand and the goof are in two separate rishuyas, so then it's the, even though the hand is does occupy space in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's not considered munach on the kark of the Rishus HaRabim. Or as the Rach says, because yodei bosa gufikrim, so because of that, it's not considered munach in the Rishus HaRabim because it's ogut to the Rishus HaYochid, to the goof, and the goof stands in the Rishus HaYochid. So Memele, the Meiri holds that even if we say that Yodei Shalodom is Nidinis Kikamales, so he still have, in order to be Osa, to pull back his hand that is Meiopeiris, we must resort to Iknas. And but why do we have to resort to Iknas after all? If Yodei Shalodom is Nidunes Kikamles, so that means when I stretch out my hand into the Rishus HaRabim, I stand the Rishus HaYochid, so that's my hand is the Kamales, so it's the Munach in the Kamales, but it's still according to Rach Shite, at Rach Gilson. So in other words, it's all good, Yodei Bosagut Rikrire. So Memele, that means that it's all good to the Rishus HaYochid. And if it's all good to the Rishus HaYochid, it's not considered completely munach in the hand. Even though the hand that of the person who stands in the Rishus HaYochid and that occupies space in the Rishus HaRabim, so that hand has a status of a kaf. Fine. But it's still all good to the goof. The goof is in the Rishus HaYochid. So Memele sees it's all good according to the Rach Shite, the Rach Gilson, the Rach Shite. To the goof. So Memele, it is munach in the Kamales, and it's not munach. Partly munach. It's like the chifetz that will be lying like this. Suppose, you see, there is an omus that stands in the Rishus HaRabim. And here is the Rishus HaYochid. And I put the chifetz in the omus, and part of the chifetz protrudes in the avir of the Rishus HaYochid. So Memele is not munach completely on the omus, because part of the chayfet is in the Rishus HaYochid. So it's not completely munach. So here too, the hand is the Karmel. And the chayfet is munach in the hand, in the Karmel. But it's still almost a goof. So it's partly munach in the Karmel. It's not completely munach in the Karmel. Because your day was a goof right there. So even after the Takone of Chazal, the Yad, Shalodom Ha'ini, Birshus HaYochid, Upitom Birshus HaRabim, that Yad has a status of the Karmelis, fine, it has a status of the Karmelis, but it's not completely Munach in the Karmelis. In other words, like an Omud Birshus HaRabim, so that he's set up in the Birshus HaRabim, it's not Rabim Mechatzin Olof, Rabim Mechatzin Olof, so he says it's in the Birshus HaRabim, but if it's Riyah Gumel, and it's always out of that Omud, it's not Rabbi Mechatzin Olof, so it's the status of the Karmelis. Suppose, and then here's the borderline between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochid. This is the Omud. And then I put a Chesed on that Omud. So part of the Chesed protrudes in the Rishus HaYochid. Would you consider the Chesed completely Munach in the Karmelis? No!
Zalte der Chifet, Ati Pai Speit, und der Rishis Ayoche zu hier tu, sie ist ja lieber der Gufi gehöre. So ist wo ja die Schalodom, ist die Kamele. So ist Bunach Party in der Kamele, but it's still Ogu. To the go, so me mele, it's Pazli Munach, it's Zen Munach. So me mele, without Knaf, so it would be Mutter to pull back here even. Why? Because when is a tosser to be made in your shoes for shoes? I am making Moki Noch. But here, on account of the concept of Yodi Bosagufi, so I'm not making Moki Noch. I'm not making Moki Noch. Since I'm not making Moki Noch, so it shouldn't be Osa with the Rabbonon. It shouldn't even be Osa with the Rabbonon. Had it been noch partly in Rishus Arabin, so then, and even though it's not completely noch, only partly noch, it would be also the Rabbanon to be made without recourse to Knaf. But since it's only partly noch in the Carmelites, because Yom Shalom is Carmelites, and it's not completely noch, so the Mele shouldn't be with the awesome the Rabbanon. But as the Knaf, we can answer it. So the question is, Monefkeh, is the Chachomim felt that they had to counsel, so the Mele, why did they have to resort to the Takone of making it as a Kamelet? The answer is because of this concept, because the Takone Chachoni should make sense not only from the point of view of the why, but it should make sense also from the point of view of the how. From the Mele, because the Knaf, that's the why. This supplies the why, and the how. So supplies the how. All right. What is it? Yeah, this is the other Rishayna to see. All right. And no, I didn't say that. But the two Rishaynas. Whether it's only Osel and Zio Lematem Yud, but Lemayom Yud is Mutter, so if we say Nachname, that you can explain it in connection with this diet. So if we say that it's a pure Knaf, and it's not based upon the fact that Yod Yisholodo make it in our family, so Mimele, so if Lemayom Yud, because the same Knaf, Makeike, if we say that it has to be based upon the Takone, that it has the status of the Talmud, from the Melech. Otherwise, so even though there is a very good reason from the point of view of the wife, why we should counsel it, but we couldn't do it, because it has to be reasonable from the point of view of the house. So Mimele, so it's only because the Chachomim made it a Kone that it has the din of the Carmelet. So Mimele, when can we say that it has the status of the Carmelet if it is Rimatomi? So it's in the Avi of the Rishus Rabim, so the Chachomim, then it's very reasonable this Kone, that it has the din of the Carmelet. But if it is Rimatomi, So mit der Reise ist er noch im Zuhl. So how could, so, this Takon is Chachomim, they should have the Yad, that is in Mok im Zuhl, so they have the status of the Kamalas, wouldn't be reasonable. We have a very good reason, but that would not supply the how, that would only supply the rationale of the why, but it wouldn't supply the rationale of the how. All right. Now, Gupen, Boye Rav Zidah Barabai, Hid Mitzvah Zbitanu, he still will obey so feeling she over the Chiyuv Chatos. In other words, when does it become the Chiyuv Chatos only when it's Komu Panel? Komu Panel. But if it's not Komu Panel, so then it's not Chayuv Chatos. So is he allowed and Sabe to be easy at the Yisrael Rabbonon of Rizia Sakas in order to be master himself from the Chiyuv Chatos? Oh, no, it's here. אומר לרבחה ברבי אל הרבים העריך אתו. היא לא אימא ביטאי, היא לא איתקה ל... נדו את, when he did it ביטאי, and he didn't remind me that. נדו את, what kind of state is he that he said it because he didn't know that he sat there to be a Shem Shabbos, or he forgot his Shabbos. He thought it was Friday, he thought it was Sunday. So, and he didn't remind himself of his mistake. So he could eat my own land in 2008. So he couldn't have any motivation, you know, to get rid of. Why should he get rid of one? So he believes that he might not kill. So he will have, he'll never be induced to be rid of. So there will have the ego of each guy. In other words, he reminded himself of his faith. He reminded himself that he's a fear of God. Or he reminded himself that it's Sabbath, it's not Friday. So, we get some minutes for the time he's allowed to be ready to pass in order to be master himself from the Chiyuv Chatos. So how can he be? How can he be Mechuyev? How can he be Mechuyev Chatos? Mechuyev? V'atnan kol chayov v'chatoyei in a chayovi nati v'chiloson v'gogo v'seifan shkog v'seifan shkog. So the old Mechuyev v'chatoyei, so when the Chiyuv is the gogo, the state of oblivion is in coexistence with the whole period of the Avir, of the Avir. And here, once he reminds himself, before he became Nefer, before he's come upon hell, so it's amazing, he's not ashamed anymore. He's not ashamed anymore. So he won't be high. So even if he will, even if we don't let him be ready to pass, so he will not be in the Chuyev Hato. Elo be maybe came into the other days of skill in the Bayer. In other words, so the Bayer of Rasbida used in connection with the case of Yitzhak Paz Bitano came into the other days of skill. So, it's a story, he's a tailor. So, this is what the Gemara says. So, maybe he's a skill in the Bayer. Oh my God.
Lay long because. So then you ask, so how can you, can he say, can show you? So one of the things he reminded himself, so he did not, he
didn't remind himself, so he will never be motivated to be rid of the past. Umani people are here. In other words, when somebody else is allowed to take out the past, whether somebody else is allowed to take out the past. We should not be allowed to see any two alternatives. Why does Rabbi Behead give the two alternatives of doubt? Hello, Maravash. Lay on the mate. They may take them to the other lady. Rabbi Behead, Rabbi Behead, Rabbi Behead, Rabbi Behead, Rabbi Behead, Now, so from this, the more is Masma is low. Now you can ask a question. Now, Ife is one of the ones that's wrong. Whether it's an arbor, it's a lot, it doesn't make any difference. But it's in the Lacha Deraita, one of the Lamedes Melach, it's Eif. What does Eif mean? Eif means you take the dough and you put it in the oven. And then you cause, let's say, after half an hour, it's come upon air. It becomes thick. Suppose someone would put dough and Shabbos, let's say, Shkiyah, let's say, 4:40. Suppose he would put the dough late Shabbos afternoon, 4:39, and then it will be baked, come up an hour, it will be baked, let's say, at 5:30, it's already Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos. Is it Chayef or is it not Chayef? So, in other words, the Shaila is, one thing is clear from this Gemara, that if a person puts the dough on Shabbos, and before it's come up an hour, he takes it out from the oven, then it's not Chayef. Because then it wasn't even in my Safir. I mean, afia means baking, not putting dough in an oven. So, but in the case where it is bait, ultimately, but it becomes bait, Mitzoyi Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. He put the dough in the oven late afternoon, before Shir, and it becomes bait, Mitzoyi Shabbos. So the Shabbos is, the Meloche of Eifei consists in the pulling of the dough. It's not Nimshechet. Or the Meloche of Eifei is Nimshechet. From the time you put it into, you put the dough into the oven until it's come open out. In the same way, let's say like Zeri, Dalet Ames Mishusarabi. So let's say, until the Hanoche, let's say, the Hanoche takes place 2 minutes after you throw the ball. You see, you throw the ball over a great distance. And then after 2 minutes, it falls down, it drops to the floor. So it's not at the end of 2 or 4 hours, it's at the end of 20 hours, of 50 hours. So then the Maisaviri is certainly Nemshechet. So he's doing the Maisaviri from the time of the Akire until the time of the Anoche. So maybe Afi is also the same thing. When you put the dough, let's say, at 4 o'clock on Shabbat afternoon, and I mean, let's say, when you put the dough, let's say, at 3 o'clock Shabbat afternoon, and then it becomes baked at 4 o'clock, so the Maisaveira is Nimshechet for a whole hour. Or the Maisaveira is done at 3 o'clock when I put the dough in the oven. But of course, if you take it out before it's come for now, so then the whole act is prevented. But if it results in Krimas Ponim Itano, so then the Maisa Meloche consists in the act of putting the dough in the oven, not the, all the time. So there is a machlekes between the Rishash and the Michas Chinuch on that question. Now the Rishash and Simen and Daf Ayin Gimel. Turn to the Rishash is not on our Gemara, but on Daf Ayin Gimel. Daf Ayin Gimel Madale, the Mishnah. So one of the Amtes Melochet, the Mishnah Numilei, is a Reyach. So he says, Af calls man shall yishchad, ki man vichori bikadidon, al yinoches dachtamachtes. In other words, if you put seeds in the soil, in the ground, so the Gemara Menoches says that until it becomes rooted in the soil, so it's like a seed that is put in a jar. But the shori bikadidon. Because when does the process begin? Or when it becomes rooted? Mikomoke, kindal de Israyose, ato yishra shachakei, Yisrael, kmo yeife vitzele de chayim, hafal pishe nefe venitzla hakei eyo. Vihine, im lo katazer hakeidim shen yishrash, nire lipota, vimafreya, al ma shezora, kindal nizkaimo machshab. So he says, Now Zereya is one of the Melochas. Obviously, when you put seed in the soil on Shabbos, so the Hashoshet process will not take place on Shabbos. Because there is a minimum of 14 days, the Gemara says, for the Hashoshet to take effect. So the question arises, this is what is third of the Shabbos. How can one be hired Mishim Zereya? Now the Gemara Menoche says that until the Hashoshet takes place, it's commanded Mona Bechade. It's commanded Mona Bechade. It's like a seed that is lying in a jar, in water. So, and the Hashoshet cannot take place until 14 days later, then it's not Shabbos. And even if it would happen, well, it will never be Shabbos, I mean. But suppose it will be on the 15th day, all right. 14 days later, it probably means it's less. So in Hanami, it will take place on Shabbos. But that's another Shabbos. That's another Shabbos. So how can he be chayev? How can he be chayev? So, but all he did, he put seeds in a jug with water. So this is what bothered him. So he said, Af calls man shall yishchash, ki man yishol b'chadid ome, mikol mokin kim dal yisriyo seyato, yishol shahakein chayev. So in Hanami, If, let's say, it will not result in any ashoshe, then he will not be chayiv. He says, this is what the Rashi says. That if, let's say, you put seeds in the soil on Shabbos, and then that doesn't result in any ashoshe, let's say Sunday morning you take out the seed. So it doesn't result in any ashoshe. So then his premise is that it is his problem. Because that's not Zriye. What did he do? In final analysis, he put seeds in a jug. But the jug had to be the soil itself. So his premise is that if somebody will put seeds in the soil on Shabbos, and then Sunday morning they'll take it out, thereby precluding the possibility of Ashoshe, so it will be determined that he did not perform any act of Zri at all. But if he doesn't take it out, if he doesn't take it out on Sunday, and it's capable of culminating in the Ashoshe, so Mimele, the act of putting the seeds in the soil, this is the act of Zri. This is the act of sleep. He says, "Mikomokin kimdal di Zriyosi ato yishori shachakei chayet moyin fevitzeyle dechayet viafal pishe nefe v'nitzla hachakei meilo." And his premise is, and then he says at the end, "Umizen nirali dicheinu eife b'shabes." The last line, "Dicheinu eife b'shabes imchashei chochayet avdein shul shetigomer afiyosim beyeh." So in other words, so he considers it a double portion. That if somebody will put dough in the oven on Shabbos afternoon, 1 minute before Shkia, and it will be baked late Mitzvah Shabbos, he'll be chayiv. Why? Because he just likes a reya. The act of afia is not nimsheches all the time, from the time you put the dough in the oven until it is come upon el. The act of the afia consists exclusively in the initial moment when you put the dough in the oven. But it's contingent upon the krim avitam. So if he takes it out before it's come upon el, so then the act was not, the act of putting is not an act of afia. But if he doesn't take it out before it's come upon el and it culminates in krim asponim betano, so then the act of putting the dough is an act of afia. And the same thing is true of Zriye. So Zriye, so if, let's say, somebody will put seeds in the soil on Shabbos, and Sunday or Monday he'll take it out, so then it's determined retroactively that there was no act of Zriye. But if he doesn't take it out, and ultimately it culminates in Ashoshe, so Mimele, the act of putting the seeds, that's the act of Zriye. This is it. So in other words, now, I ask the Shaila, whether Afiyeh, so is like Zerich, Mitchilas Dalet, we say Dalet, so the Itzoye is an Ek Hanim Sheches, is a Pula Hanim Sheches, or Afiyeh, so the whole Meloche consists in the act of putting the dough into the oven. But the Krimi Bitano is only Itnai. It's contingent upon the ultimate Kremitano. But if ultimately it is come upon Elbitano, so then the Pule, the Maisa Avere, can see just in the act of putting the dough in the tano. It's not the Pule Anim Shechas. So what does the Rishas say? That it's not the Pule Anim Shechas. It's not the Maisa Avere that is Nim Shechas. It's done at the moment when you put the dough in the tan. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Ches, so he says, he doesn't mention the Rishash, even though he was in a position to see the Rishash. Maybe he didn't see it, or maybe he just didn't care to mention it. He says that it's in double portions. That by Pas Bitanu, so it's a Maisa Avera Hanim Sheches. Mimele, he mentioned it. Suppose he puts the dough in the tano a minute before Shkia and it becomes baked after Shabbos, of course he's not chayef. It's not chayef in the same way if somebody will throw a ball, let's say, in Rosh Hashanah,
just a few seconds before Shkia. And the Hanocha will take place after Shkia. So he'll not be Chayev. Because there it's a Pula Nimsheches. So Afiye is also in my Zaveira Nimsheches. And his raya is from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that if he's ready to pass before it's come upon El, so then he's put there. So it's a raya that it's not the mice of putting the door in the tunnel in a place where by itself it will ultimately result in a fear. But the mice avery consists in the process of bail. So he is considered to do the mice avery all the time, even when by itself it is come upon El Bitano. This is what Somemele says in regard to Zereya. Zereya certainly is not an Ipulanim Sheches, because if Zereya had been Ipulanim Sheches, so no Zereya could be Mechuyah, because the Ashrosha always takes place. The Ashrosha always takes place 14 days later, and there is a Melocha of Zereya. So obviously, the Melocha of Zereya consists not in the whole process that takes place by itself, but in the act of putting the seeds in the sand, in the soil. So Memele, he comes to the conclusion that even if the one who put the seeds in the soil on Shabbos, on Sunday morning or Monday morning, he would take it out, he still would be mechuyah. Because he did an act that by itself has to culminate in Zri. So then he did an act later on Sunday whereby he frustrated. He frustrated, you know, that act. But that act by itself tended to culminate in Zri and an ultimate Zri. So the Mele, that was the Maisa Avere, so he's chayev even if he takes out the seeds on Sunday morning. The Michas Kinnach says, in mitzvah reis arichas. Now, so in other words, though there is a machlekes between the Rishash and the Michas Kinnach. What is the essence of the Meloche of Eife? According to the Rishash, so the Meloche of Eife consists in the act of putting it in the tunnel, even if he puts it a minute before Shkia Shabbos afternoon, and the Afiyah takes place, and the Krim Bitano takes place, Mitzvah Shabbos is still higher. And according to Mechas Chinuch, it's a Pula Nimshachas. It's a Maisaver Nimshachas. Now, we look from our Gemara, we can be patient that it's like the Mechas Chinuch, because the Gemara is the Kashi. Ve'lo labdi David kami mechayev v'atnan kol chayov echatoiz eno chayov imachit et chiloso nishgogo v'seifo nishgogo. So if we say like the Mechas Chinuch, we can understand the Gemara's Kashi. That the Maisa Avera is the Maisa Avera and Imshechet. But if we say like the Rishash, so what bearing does this Halokhe of Tchiloson Shgogo Viseifon Shgogo have here? Here it was Tchiloson Shgogo Viseifon Shgogo. Because when he reminded himself, it was after the termination of the Maisa Avera. But he has a way of frustrating it, of frustrating that, but of defeating that. But the Maisavere terminated already. So with Luke, it's a raya brule. It's a raya brule. So if there hadn't been any rayas from certain Rishenim, in accordance with the premise of the Rishash, so then we would say, all right, the Mechaskit is right, and that's all. But it seems to me that on that question, there is a Machlik of Hashem. So Memele, so how can anyone say that, the, like the Rishash, that the Maitavere consists in the act of putting the dough in the oven? So then we are muchach to say, even though, I mean, superficially, I mean, I wouldn't say it, that the halacha of kol chayov echatoi in chayov imachit chiloso nishgogo v'seifen shgogo does not only imply that if he's nifka, he becomes amazing after the termination of the before the expiration, the termination of the maisaveh. So mimele there is no chatos. But even if he becomes amazing after the determination of the Maisa Beire as such. But there is a certain night upon which the Maisa Avere, the consummation of the Avere is contingent. And if it becomes amazing, before this contingency takes effect, so it's not considered chilos on the Tzedekah. I mean, I wouldn't say it mitzad aslam. But according, if we assume like the Rishas, then we have to say, because the Gemara applies the aloche of chilos on Shgogo, the safe on Shgogo, to a case where he becomes amazing before it's come upon him. And according to the Rishas, it's already after the termination of the Maisa Avera. Still, this aloche has application. So, according to the Rishas, it's mukhah for the Gemara, even though it wouldn't be mistaber if we didn't have such a shita. So, it wouldn't be mistaber, but according to the Rishas, it's mukach from this Gemara that even if one becomes amazing after the determination of the Maisa Avera as such, but prior to the termination of that contingency upon which the Maisa Avera is dependent, so Mimele, he's not chayav. That's how it works. But of course, if we say like the Machas Chinuch, the Gemara is very posh. Now, Rashi's Loshni, Chiloso v'seifo, Chilat Hamelocho v'seifo, lo yineida lo yishgogosei, at shenig miroave. So from Rashi's Loshni is mashma, not like the Rishash, not worry, that the halochi of Chiloso v'seifo only implies that he becomes amazed before the Gemara Aver. But if he becomes amazed after the Gemara Aver, but before the Gemara of the contingency upon which the Mais Aver is dependent, then not. Then it has no application. Alright. So in other words, so we have to say, according to Rashi, like the Michas Chinuch. Alright, now let's see. Tesis Esikashi. Velo de Adar Vizka, Mimechai, Teime, Rishane Eime Lidei Isachato, Kidikoma Visomuch, Kidim Shiyoga Lidei Isachil. So take it as a kashe, what's the Gemara's kashe? Velo de Adar Vizka, Mimechai. So he's not Mechoyev, fine, he's not Mechoyev. But Gemara, Abinus Abaye is whether he's allowed to be raided apart in order to be matzel himself from an Israel, not in order whether he's allowed to be matzel himself from Chatos. I mean, why is that important? Whether he'll bring the Chatos or not, it's just a question of his use or two. That's all. I mean, the important thing is whether he's allowed to be raided apart in order to save himself from the Israel, from the Maisa Avere. So Memele, true, if he becomes cognizant of his Avere, so then he doesn't bring Chatos anymore. But that Maisa Avere is just the same, on the contrary, it will be even more humble. It will be more humble because partly he was amazing. It wasn't shaking all the time. That's the Isis Kash. Now the Ramban gives it Eretz on that cash. That Ramban has to do with the discussion of the other cases. All right, but why couldn't the Gemara say, Limanitil? So So in other words, so he wouldn't be motivated, he wouldn't be induced even to berate the past. So Ishari Mitzias, I mean, so in other words, it will not be relevant. So the problem will never be relevant, because if as long as he doesn't become cognizant of his mistake, so then he will not be induced, will not become motivated to berate the past. So we could say, suppose someone who is cognizant saw it, and he wants him, you know, to save himself, Ruvain wants Shimon, that Shimon should save himself from the Avere. So Ruvain says to Shimon, listen, be ready to pass. And Shimon, because he's an obedient fellow, so he wants to do it. So, and he has the Shaila Shimon. So the Shaila is, should we tell him you're allowed to do it or not? Vikari Kashalu 8. So that's one kash. Then there's another kash. Vikari Kashalu 8. That's the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokish in Klal Gadol. But the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan, that even if one knows that it's also to be Mechal Shabbos, but he doesn't know that there is a chiyuv kores for Chil Shabbos, so then he finds out that there is a chiyuv kores, so he's mechuyev to bring a chatus. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. So Memele, we could say, when Gemara asks, in other words, so the Gemara could say, we ask the child in connection with someone who knows that it's also to be eaten, but he doesn't know that there is a chiyub of kores, and then he asks whether it's all right for him to be ready to pass. So the Ramban gives two tzoritzi. Vinire, he says, Vinire, the laf kushi hukva. Now, I mean, the two terutim are in the next piece of the Ramban, all right. Vinire, the laf kushi hukva. The mashmalei, the mishum chiyuf chatos davki itirulei. Veloi mishum diosel in the chiyul Shabbos. Uchshemidim lei mino yisea. Dios lekes su chiyuf chatos behemes osol in yodis. Vim kein, kiven dein yidea, she yesh chiyuf chatos, ואין ידיה רק מחיוב לב, איך יודע איסה. וגם כשמידים לי, איך יאמרו לי, רידי, כים דלקס וחיוב חטוס, הרי עושה לי להיות איץ, וכשמתארץ השעס במייזין, ויתונה של יום לססקילה, הוא עדים בית כאוים שלו. So what's the Ramban's terrets? The Ramban's terrets is... The Ramban's terrets... So of course, with the same terrets, we can answer Tesis Kashi. Even though the Ramban's two kashes are not the same as Tesis kashes, but the same teretz can be teretz and Tesis kashes as well. So in other words, so what's the Ramban's teretz? That the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't say Kilim Rabbi Ben means Kilim Shiyovli the Yisa Chiyuv Chatos, he doesn't mean Chiyuv Chatos, and the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't mention the case of Chozi Inshev Amrel Eridei, or the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't mention the case of Fizi Dilav Vishal the Mikores, and then he asks the Shaila, am I allowed to be Redes so that retroactively I wouldn't be violating the Yisel of Afiyeh, the Melocha of Afiyeh. So because the alternative in Habibas Abaye was maybe for the purpose of preventing a chiyuv of chatos is allowed to be ready, but if there is no problem with chatos, a chatos is not mechuyev to bring anyway, or he's not going to bring because he doesn't know. So then if there is the chachomim will certainly will not matter him in order to preclude the consummation of Imloch. Now that doesn't make sense. Why? In other words, the prevention of Imais Avere is not important enough, you know, to justify the Avere of Ridias Apas. The Avere of Ridias Apas. But to prevent a Chiyuv Chatos, that does justify. I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, what is a chatos? Chatos. It's a question of idala, or maybe less. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So what does the Ramban mean? So he says, the mishum chiyuf chatos davki itirei, v'loi mishum dozer l'yechil Shabbos. Uch shmidilim li'izos, like it's a chiyuf chatos, oh, he doesn't have to spend any money? why should the Chachamim be Matir Isurim in order to prevent the Nisa? I mean, it doesn't make sense. And then, but let's see the second Ramban. But before we go to the second Ramban, we must go over, even though, you know, only in a superficial way, the next days of Sarai. Otherwise, it will be difficult to understand the Ramban. V'cheimrim olodom chatei, b'shvil sheyizkech aleich. V'hodo omach, v'lchol me'alvi, rebe sova amnichal l'chover l'levet isure kwile, v'levet amoret isure rabbi. So there we have a machlikes between Rebbe and Rebbe's father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Suppose a chover, in a case where a chover told an amoretz, say v'asei a kalkale o shal peresa, a basket of pears. Not a say, that he didn't say v'asei. I mean, he's just say lakate, kalkalo mi peresa. Go and be mi lakate. A basket of tenesai, of my figs. He didn't say aser. Now, so the shaila is, so there is a machlekes. So the chover said to an amoretz. Ruven is a chover, and Shimon is an amoretz. So Ruven said to Shimon, tsevi lakeit kalkalo mi tenesai. And then Levi, another chover, so washemeya, he heard it. Now, so the shaila is, the shaila is whether Levi. Let's begin more. Read. Seife b'chover asher omer l'amoretz b'chover achar shemi. So Rebbe says, "Oy se chover eichel." V'nitzorich la'aser. Divade yisure ma'aseru. Ha'u chover kame yului. So the other chover, Levi, who heard that, is allowed to eat from this basket of pears, of day. But maybe he wasn't ma'aseir. Maybe he wasn't ma'aseir. Ruvein, the answer is, Chazoke al chover sheni yetzi mitachasiyodei lo vashini misuka. So as long as he is in a position, he is able to be maser. So Ruvein, the chover, will certainly be maser. But there is a problem. There is an iser of being maser shalom in amukim. In other words, in order to be allowed to take off maser, so you have to have the peiris before you. And that chover does not have these peiris before him. Ruvein does not have the peiris before him, so how can he be ma'aser? So Rebbe says that Ruvein is allowed to take off ma'aser. Why? Because since Ruvein told Shimon the Amoretz, Ruvein the Chover told Shimon the Amoretz, say v'lakei kalkola mitatenei zai. So Mimele, so he knows that Shimon, no probability, will partake of these peiris. Shouldn't he? Told him, go and gather. So Shimon, in all probability, will try to eat of those peres. So Mimele, and if Ruvein will not be Maiseir, so he'll be Machshil Shimon and Amoretz. So even though, in order to prevent Shimon the Amoretz from eating Tevel, so he'll have to be Aver, the Iser of being Maaseir Shalom in Amukev. So Rebbe holds Nichale Lechover, the Levit who is Sure clearly ever Levit Amoretz is Sure Rabbi. So it's not a question of Nichale Lechover, you see. It's not a matter of taste. In other words, Rebbe holds that Ruvein the Chover is allowed Alpidin to be Aver the Iser of being Measer Shalom in Amukev in order to prevent Shimon the Amoretz from eating tevil. Of course, the iser of eating tevil is much more humble, much more serious than the iser of being teirim shaloi min amuki, of being maiser shaloi min amuki, of being teirim shaloi min amuki. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, that Levi the chover is not allowed to eat of those peres unless he himself takes off maiser, and he cannot rely
on the fact that Reuven the Chover certainly took off Maisres, because how can Reuven the Chover, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, how can Reuven the Chover take off Maisres? He'll be even an Iser of Terem Shalom Amukim. But it's necessary, it's indispensable for the Menias or Iser of eating Tevel on the part of Shimon and Mavoret. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Nichel el chover de levet amoretz isure rabbe viyu afil isure kulele levet. In other words, so there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. There is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel as to whether it's smoother for a chover to do an isakal in order to prevent the amoretz from doing an isachomo. Rebbe says that it's smoother. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's osa. And we pasken like Rebbe. We pass like Rebbe because Halochik Rebbe Mechaveira, even against his own father, Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that means that Halochik is that Nichol Lechover the Levet Isurek Lile, Kedei Shal Levet Amoret Isure Rabbe. So this is contrary to this thing that the Gemara mentions here. Vichayim Modem Hateke Shiiz Kehaveiro. Here it's only an Isad Rabbono, which is relatively calm. And the other fellow, if he is not even Isad Rabbono, so we'll be there and it's a reise. Chil Shabbos. That's the discussion. Vodom me b'chol ma'arav yin rebe somen nichol chol levet isurek wili levet amoret isurek rabi hosom kini shalich l'amoret tevel al yodei dom alim lilach kalkol shalteini mitunosi aval hoch shal ma'ase yisak al yodei einim l'chatei afi l'isakal shil yom chavir l'isakom. So in other words, over there, so why will Shimon Amoret be there and isakal? Whose fault will it be? It will be the fault of Reuven the Chover, because he gave him, he told him, Malei Kalkalo Meperesa. So in other words, he will be the Machshil. So Memele, in a case where the Isakal of another Jew was caused by me, so then I am allowed to be the Isachomo, I'm sorry, where the Isachomo of another Jew was caused by me, by my own act, so I am allowed to behave an Isakal in order to prevent the Yisachomor of the other Jew who will doing it because of me. Because of me. So, Mashein came here, so the Reuven is not at fault for Shimon Safiye. Shimon is at fault for his Safiye, for putting the door in the tongue. This is what he says. Veimer reward, a few madvikats me, ein lifshit mishom lehatir, the hosom adayim lenase o Yisa, umutev she yase Yisakal, vile yase Yisachomor al yodim. אבל הוכה המייסה של איסר כבר נעשה וממילא יגמר לא יעשה אפילו איסר קל בידיים. So the question is, in other words, you see, what's the pshat in this thesis? But thesis says, but because also over there on the Gemara in Erev, so the Amhoretz, if he'll eat evil, whose fault will it be? So it will be the fault of the Chover. So mainly because of that, Rebbe says, and that's the way Paschal, that the Chover is allowed to be even Isakal in order to prevent the Isachomu of the Amhoretz. Mashinkin here, it will not be the fault. So what difference does it make? His fault or it's not his fault? I mean, what difference does it make? So apparently, you see, the Chofetz Chaim, Hezishai, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a wonderful small kuntres for soldiers, Machli Yisrael. It should be translated into English. With certain variations, I mean, instead of mentioning the Tsarist regime, so we should mention the American government. Otherwise, I mean, no American soldier will be induced, you know, to look into it. But it's a wonderful sefer for the Jewish soldiers who served in the Tsarist army. So there he has a shayla. Now, of course, in the Tsarist army, so soldiers were told to work on Shabbos, and they couldn't, you know, be relieved of that. So it was because nefesh. They if they refused to work on Shabbos, they would have been court-martialed. That was real because nefesh. Yeah. So it's muta. So the Chafetz Chaim advises the soldiers that they should be good boys and they should do more work in the army than they are told to. So they'll get the goodwill of the superior officers. So mamele, they'll be able, you know, to get excused from working on Shabbos. Then he asks, he raises a question. Suppose the superior officer asks for volunteers on Friday night to go marching, let's say, for 10 miles. That involves an Iser of Yitzir Chutz Litchum.
according to the Rambam, so Yesam Yidrei's meal is allowed the rice and Shabbos. But the superior officer doesn't force any Jewish soldier, to do it. He asks for volunteers. And there is a Jewish soldier who wants to know whether he's allowed to volunteer. If he volunteers, so then next morning he will not be forced to do kitchen work, cooking, baking, all kinds of things, washing and so on. I mean, the ordinary routine work that the soldiers were forced to do every Shabbos morning. So the shaila is he allowed to, is the Jewish soldier allowed to volunteer for marching, which will involve Nisa the Raitse of Al Yetzi Ishkin Kene? And because of that, he'll be relieved next morning from writing and cooking and baking and washing clothes and all kinds of things.